But still, my son says, talk about price. He and sales manager Pat have been patiently planning a sale to celebrate our 70th anniversary. So from now until July 14th, you can enjoy $1,000 to $5,000 discounts or rebates that will apply to all 2018 motorhomes, travel trailers, and fifth wheels. Pirelli offers the highest quality for the lowest price. Pirelli, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Denise here from Appliance Discounters. Let's talk GE Appliances. First of all, what do you prefer? Professional and European? Restaurant inspired? Modern with clean lines? Now you can choose any inspiration with the GE product line, as well as a variety of finishes like stainless steel, black stainless, slate, and black slate, and they're all on display at any of the Appliance Discounters locations. As always, get them for the lowest price and with rebates up to $1,500 on select packages. Shop the locally owned Appliance Discounters with 6 showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Looking to wet your whistle? Well, Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill has you covered. Swing by one of Hotshot's 11 area locations and try the featured beer of the month. This month, enjoy Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy. It's available for an exclusive price at Hotshots throughout July. There'll be a new featured beer each month in 2018, and you can get the skinny on all of them at hotshotsnet.com. Hotshots, all the games, all the time, for over 25 years.
The USA in your Chevrolet. America's asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all.
Okay, now I can introduce somebody who does not have laryngitis, and that's good because he also likes to talk. He is what? What? What are you doing?
I was giving you the signal, like, you know, keep talking.
Dan doesn't
about
have him
yet.
Well, Dan, you're out smoking.
Yet.
Stop the music. Dan,
hold on.
You were outside committing suicide.
No, I've been trying to call.
No, were you smoking outside?
Yeah.
Okay.
But
well,
I've been in here for the past couple minutes trying to call him.
Uh huh.
I have.
This is awkward. I'm sorry, everybody. This is awkward.
I have to call his cell phone because he told me to call his office.
Nobody cares about that.
Oh wow.
Start the music again. Just start it completely over. Oh, you know what? Stop it. Edit out. No. Edit out what we just did because it was embarrassing.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Radio edit.
The USA in your Chevrolet. America's asking you to call.
There you go.
Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's
well, it's time once again to check in with the guy who owns the dealership where you're probably, I hope, going to buy your next car. Car meaning, you know, truck, SUV, whatever, crossover. That, of course, would be Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. And the guy whose name is on the building will be with us as soon as Dan stops asking him about how his family is.
I'm not talking to him.
You're not?
I called him on his cell phone. He told me to call him back on his...
Oh, my goodness.
On his office phone.
This is the... You know why no other stations ever call to offer us a job? Because they listen.
John Londoff's on the phone.
Is he?
Yeah.
What took you so long?
Well, I'm sorry. We don't have time for it, though. Ladies and gentlemen, the man who has right now on his lot your next new car, Johnny Londoff.
Hey, how are you?
Got a little half case of laryngitis. Other than that, I'm great.
I was listening last night, and you guys are funny, and I think they're all concerned that they're going to get whatever you have.
No.
It sounds like it's pretty contagious.
Oh, it's not contagious at all. Laryngitis.
Well, how do you know it's not? It could be contagious. You're coughing all over the place.
Laryngitis is not contagious. Anybody feel sick?
I feel a little sick.
No, you're sick because England lost.
Well, I mean, I know Lemmy's feeling a little sick.
He's sick.
Tim Woodward sounded like he was pretty concerned yesterday. He's like, you know, hey, you know,
he was concerned that Lemmy'd go postal on us, if that's what he was concerned about.
I was going to wear a helmet in the studio today.
Yeah. But we sort of had Lemmy sort of mentally prepared in case this happened. We said, keep running through your mind. If it happens, how are you going to deal with it? And he's not 100% in the game here today, but he will be in a few minutes. He'll be okay.
He will be. He'll be good. It's all good. You know.
Now, how are you doing?
Oh, thanks for asking.
You're welcome.
I know what? You're only like the 15th person today to ask me how I'm doing. I appreciate that. But no, it's good. It's hot. But that means, again, we got great deals going on. We've been very busy. And talked to a gentleman just a little while ago that I'm going to take care of personally. And Blaine Napier, and 26 years he served this country in the armed services.
Way to go, Blaine.
Time with the Marines and the U.S. Army. And I made the mistake of saying, so you were Marine? And then he goes, once a Marine, always a Marine. I'm like, I should have known that. My dad told me all the time. But what a great, great guy. And he's AM into PM and has been for a long time. And listens, of course, to 590, and just, again, like myself, loves the new team that you've put together, because it's the championship team, Frankie.
It is
a championship team you've got there.
It is.
I tell you what, man.
I think my late father-in-law was actually in the Air Force and the Navy, and I don't think you meet too many people who were in, you know, two different branches like that, but I think he was.
Yeah, I mean, what an honor. I just say thank you so much for your service. Then he's thanking me for my dad's service. And like, I'd love it. I can't wait to meet him on Friday, coming in here to look at the Colorado. And believe me, he is going to get one heck of a deal. And I say heck, but you know what I mean. He's going to get one heck of a deal.
Hey, why don't you tell people about the $500 gift, if you want to call it that, to all the people who protect us. Tell them about that. After your best deal, go ahead, because I know what it is, but I want you to tell them.
Well, you're on a roll, but it's the $500 additional incentive for all police officers, firefighters, first responders, and it's something that General Motors Chevrolet came out with.
Even retired, right? Even retired firefighters.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Correct. Okay. And I think it's not a secret that the law and office, my dad and myself, I mean, very much supportive, of our police officers, of our firefighters, first responders. And, I mean, they know they've got a friend here, a lot of friends, 115 employees, a lot of friends of law enforcement. And my wife got over it a while, because we run a lot. So I always, anytime I see a policeman, I wave to him. Okay, the township that I live in and around Kirkwood and whatnot, they're used to it now. They're even honking at me. And she thought it was weird a few years ago, but now she's like, all right. I said, why don't you start waving? She said, I'm not going to wave because you're waving. Then we look weird waving. Well, first of all, she's like 100 yards ahead of me running, so depending on what direction they're coming. But no, it's a great deal, $500 over and above all the incentives that General Motors has, Chevrolet has out right now. So it's a great time to buy, and it's something that is well-deserved of the men and women that keep us all safe.
Yeah, good for you. I until people do it, I can't explain to them that it'll make you feel good, and I've done it now dozens of times, walk up to especially a police officer, and just... You catch them at the right time. You don't do it during a traffic stop. But let's say they're in a convenience store, or they're even, I've done it, sitting on the side of the road where they're just kind of sitting, watching. Just pull up, show them your hands, and go over and thank them. It actually kind of stuns them because they're just not used to that. Usually it's somebody who needs help. Officer, can you help me? Or somebody who's got a gripe or complaint. When you just say, I just want to take a moment to thank you for what you do, they love it. They love it.
And they do.
It just doesn't take, but it takes 1 minute.
Yeah. And they're not used to it.
No, they're not.
Boy, they do.
Sadly.
They really appreciate that. You know, and I know they appreciate you. They know, how much you care. And that they like that. You know, when you're driving, you know, your Corvette around, that you're at least keeping it under 120 when you're on the highway.
Yeah. The interesting thing about that car is I've only had it over 100 two times, and that was for maybe 10 seconds, just to kind of run it up and let it down. And I'm not even sure that's good for that car. I think that car is supposed to be driven fast every once in a while.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. Like taken to the track.
I guarantee you.
Yeah.
It's a, well, maybe let's get an appointment one of these days and we'll take it up to
Let's get an apartment.
To a gateway.
It sounded like you said, let's get an apartment one of these days.
No, don't say that.
That's what it sounded like.
I mean, no, we were really on a roll.
Yeah.
And then you just got to get kind of
gay
on me.
Yeah, he found out you had a Corvette and he started hitting on you.
Yeah. He remembered that white Lightning. You'll see an apartment together.
we don't need your help, buddy. Okay?
Sorry. Yeah. Turn my mic off, Lightning.
I've thought about it, but I've never taken it to a track because I'm serious when I say this. I'm afraid I might wreck it doing 150 around a track because I'm not a race car driver. I would hate to do that.
They're not going to let you go around the track on your own.
Right. Okay.
You know, I mean, you're gonna have to have someone with you.
Good.
And they'll do the laps. They'll do the training. And then they'll let you know if they let you go on your own. But, you know, a lot of times you know, they'll be in the passenger seat, you know, this way, in case they need to grab this wheel, keep you from hitting the wall. But have you been to any big races, Indy 500 or
No, the last race, seriously, the last race I went to was when I met you. That's the last
You
auto
kidding
race.
Me?
No, I've never been to another one since then. That was it.
Have you been to many before?
No,
that?
I've only been to two, and that was one of the two.
Don't you believe in an omen? I mean, there was a reason that you went to that race.
That may very
to
well
me.
Be. That could be, because I only went to one other one, and nothing, no offense to the NASCAR people, but I had an all-access VIP thing that true race fans would kill to get their hands on. I was in the pit. I picked up lug nuts. I mean, I was right in there. And it's interesting. To me, the best part of what I did was that I got to go back and watch them weigh and measure. It is such an exact science. And if a car is overweight by a gram, you're out of the race. And it was, I couldn't believe watching what goes into the car before it ever gets out on the track. And it has to be exactly within the, in this case, NASCAR specifications. You know what I'm talking about. And then just the decals, they have to be strategically placed here and there. You can't mess it up. Because if you do, after all that time and money and anticipation, you're not going to race. So that to me is as interesting as, you know, the driving fast part of it.
Yeah. Okay. I love NASCAR. I love racing. And I know, you might not remember this, but the first time we met, you once you got to know me, you had a little bit of a twinkle in your eye.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
But I just got an idea. Some of the shows here, you can look at them. You can get on your phone or computer, and they stream from here in the studio. And I don't do that because I don't like to be looked at. But I just got an idea. I will do it if I could wear patches of advertisers, like the NASCAR people do. Like, I could sit here doing this show, and of course, the big one on my chest would be Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. And then you got another patch on your shoulder.
You could wear, like a Doritos
a
hat.
A cap, a Doritos. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah,
we
yeah.
could, if we do that, then I'll turn a camera on if we do that.
Oh, let's do it.
Well, I need a sales rep to go out and sell clothing patches for me to wear during the show.
I'll get the, what would need to be probably either a black or a white Tommy Bahama, because that's kind of what you like.
Yeah.
And then figure out strategically where the patches go. You'd have one on your left chest, right chest, maybe, you know, two on your left side, right, then on your shoulder, you know, then on your back, to where then you, part of the show, you'd have to have your back to the camera for a little bit.
I tell you what I could use, and next time I see you,
like that in the studio that you had your back to that. you're doing the show.
Next time I come to the dealership, and I'm serious, I want a white Johnny Landoff golf shirt. I have a black one, but I don't have a white one, and I'll buy it. I want a white Landoff shirt. You have white, right?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, okay. We have a white, blue, and black. And so your size, is it a large?
It's an XL.
Oh, okay. That's because of the muscle.
Exactly.
All the weight.
Right. If I put on a large shirt, my biceps rip the sleeves open.
It's like the Hulk.
Yeah. And then my pecs rip the chest out. So I need
those aren't pecs, dude. Those are just breasts.
Oh, that's all. Oh yeah. Okay.
Those are moves.
Yeah, but watch Slimy. He might be a little caustic the rest of the show here, trying to get a little something, get the edge off.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Whatever it takes to get out of here.
I'm sorry.
System.
I do apologize. Yeah.
Whatever it takes, we're okay.
You know, just real quick, the English team literally should have scored at least two more goals.
Yes.
They scored at the 5-minute mark. They should have scored. I mean, Harry Kane missed three good, you know, and it's just whatever. You know, they played a great tournament. They've been playing soccer for how many weeks now? Are you kidding me?
Six weeks, yeah.
I've got to be exhausted, but. hey, listen, we are not exhausted here at Johnny Landoff Chevrolet.
No.
Let me just tell you, this gentleman I talked about, he called the dealership. Salesperson was busy. Salesperson's been with me a long time. He said, give me a few minutes. I'll call you right back. He didn't call back. He got busy. He should have gone to a manager and said, do me a favor, please call Blaine for me. Wants to buy Colorado. And then he even called Mary. So luckily, he called me, left a voicemail message. I called him in minutes, okay? And he couldn't believe it. Like, I can't believe you're calling me. I'm like, well, someone's got to call you back. So I'm going to just tell the AM and the PM crowd, 314-595-6565. That's my direct dial number, 314.
Whoa, he rarely gives out his direct number. Whoa. It's usually the, you know, the main number.
I give it out all the time. I mean, this is what we're built on, relationships, phone calls. You know, I think that sometimes we do a little too much emailing and texting. There's still nothing wrong with the good old conversation.
I agree.
And it's just really great when it's face-to-face. So I love meeting the AM and the PM crowd. And they love coming here to the dealership, getting great sales and service. And, of course, we talk about you. And we talk about you in a loving way.
Mm, good. Thank you.
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at Landoff.com. LONDOFF.com.
All right. I know you're open late tonight, as you like to say. So we will send you plenty of business. Thank you, John.
Thanks, Frank.
Okay.
Great show.
Bye-bye. Okay, I made it through that segment. Let's see if I can make it through this segment. I'd like to give you the phone numbers so you can call, and please do, as I'm talked out here. Look, do you want me to not have enough voice to tell you a great joke? I don't think so, and I want to tell a joke, so I need to save it, so you need to call. Here we go. If you have a pet, any question, 314-821-0590 or 855-282-TALK, which is 855-282-8255. Dr. Doug is brought to you by Window World. And so many of our segments are Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. And you can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com. Let's say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey,
Doctor, I feel great. And when I say that, Dan Strauss, for years, every time I say, yeah, I feel pretty good, he thinks of the same joke, and it's a lot of people's favorite joke, the looks bad, feels great joke. Do you know that joke?
No, but I'm AM in the PM.
Nah, I can't throw it on. Tried to trick you, couldn't do it. We do have callers lining up, but was there something you wanted to share with us before we take
calls? You know, I was talking to Dan the other night about some case he had and his own critter was having problems, and I thought it'd be interesting to let people know that they should talk to their veterinarian and see. Some veterinarians will do house calls and some won't. And more times than not, when they're going to do a house call, it's usually related to, you know, like an elective euthanasia where you're going to put an older dog to sleep and they don't want the dog or cat left, you know, brought to the vet because they think it's more stress and all. So many vets will do that. And there are also some private veterinarians who are strictly mobile veterinary clinics. You know, they'll go to the house and do all the basic stuff. The problem with that is that often you go someplace, and even those people, when they need something, a tool or an instrument or a diagnostic, they still have to schlep the animal back to the clinic. So you should talk to your vet ahead of time and know that that is or isn't a service provided for them. And I think you'll find that most vets will honor their clients and help them out when they need to.
Yeah, and Dr. Doug was going to come over last night because we couldn't move the dog. It was, he's a black lab, and he's about 50 pounds, I guess, and he's got bad hips and bad legs. He turned, and we have this drink, or it's like a little food and drink holder, and it's made out of wire. So he kind of turned around and fell and got his one of his paw, those pads, wedged into the wires, and we could not get it out. Sandy called me right when I was pulling in the driveway.
Who's Sandy?
Sandy's my girlfriend, and it's actually her dog. So I went in, and we tried to get that out, and I called Dr. Doug, and I sent him pictures, and he goes, okay, I'll come over. Well, then the dog kind of moved around and ended up getting itself free, which is good. But
I was coming over to meet Sandy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I like her. We have calls stacking up here. Do you want to take a couple?
Sure.
All right, let's do that. And then if we have a little break, and even if we don't during your segment, I will share with people my visit to your clinic last weekend with my grandson. It was wonderful, and thank you for that. And I'll talk about that later. Let's first get who's been holding the longest. That would be Gina. Gina, thank you for calling 590 The Fan, and thank you for listening. Say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Good afternoon, Dr. Doug. I am AM and PM.
Thank you, Gina.
Hi, Gina. How can I help you?
Well, we have a cockapoo. She's a first-gen cockapoo, and she's just turned two. And she's always done this since we got her. When she comes in from outside, she's been running and playing and getting a little exercise.
Uh-huh.
She'll come in and she'll drink water. And we have to watch her and tell her to stop because if she drinks too much, about 10 minutes later, 15 minutes later, she spits up some stuff. Water,
you know, it could be a physical problem, and more likely, if you haven't seen this after eating regular meals and regular drinking, then I wouldn't be too concerned. But you can always have your veterinarian talk about getting an x-ray and make sure you don't have some kind of problem with your esophagus or the dog's esophagus. But the other thing you can do is, instead of providing a large bowl of water, put a small, shallow bowl of water with some ice cubes in there. And that'll kind of slow them down and make them drink slower, because you don't want the animals to come out from running around in the heat and just bloating themselves up water. That can really, in big dogs, that can cause a bloat, which is a surgical problem we've talked about in a real emergency. In the little dogs, it's not such a big deal, but, yeah, you know, it's much better. Put some ice chips or ice cubes and a little bit of shallow water. Let her have some, take it away, let her have some, take it away, until she settles out and cools off. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, and it doesn't matter. I mean, she does it year-round.
Yeah.
But that, we did make the bowl a smaller size, so.
Yeah, just make a smaller volume. But if it continues, you might have your veterinarian just get some x-rays, because there are some problems that can be addressed. Okay?
Okay. Sounds great. Thank you.
Gina, thank you for the call. I've never seen any dog that didn't love ice.
They do.
They love ice.
I know. And they love to chew it. That's the part I can't tolerate myself.
314-821-0590 or 855-282-TALK, which is what I can barely do. 855-282-8255. Diane is next. Diane, thank you for calling 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hi, Dr. Doug. Thank you for taking my call. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hi, Diane. What can we do for you?
So my husband and I have been rescued by five cats. And we had two, then two, and one. And they're all on the Revolution or Frontline, depending on the season. Uh-huh. And it does a wonderful job on all of them except one of our little girls. She gets ticks on her butt. And I don't know why only her and why it's happening.
Yeah. You know, you what? You might try, ask your veterinarian if they have the Seresta collar.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
Because I found that to be very, very useful. And all my animals are on it.
And outdoor cats, which I know you don't like, but they go out during the day. So I'm afraid to put a collar on them.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that's a concern.
Why? Because they might choke.
They might get stuck on something and choke. Yeah. It could happen. It's it's always a possibility. Although those are kind of breakaway collars, it's still a concern. You might then talk to your vet about one of the other products, like I believe that Provecto by Merck is one that could be used in cats, and it's a chewy. So there's so many options coming out every it's like a stereo. Every 6 months there's new product. So I would just sit down and say, look, these are the issues with this particular cat. Can you help me out? And what do you think we should try? Okay, and that's about all it would do. It's just to find another alternative.
That sounds easy.
It is easy. Okay.
Diane, thank you for listening, Doctor. Bye. You said it's like a stereo.
Well, you know how stereo equipment changes every couple of months?
No, you just proved that you're an old person.
Because, you mean that's not a term?
No, nobody says stereo equipment. No, I'm serious. Limey, am I right? Nobody says
that's stereo equipment.
That's a 30-year-old term.
What do we use?
Audio equipment.
Yeah, audio.
Audio or video equipment, but not stereo.
My kids always make fun of me because I'm such an old guy.
Well, I'm going to help you. You got to knock that stuff off because now you look so much younger with your weight loss. No, I'm serious. And you trimmed your beard down. You're like a younger, cooler-looking guy. You can't say stereo anymore.
Okay. I'm gonna get rid of that word.
We're here to help. Debbie is next. Debbie, thank you for calling 590. The fans say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, good afternoon, Dr. Doug, and I am AM in the PM.
Thank you, Debbie. Boy, look at the chicks are lined up to talk to you today.
And that's a voice with energy. I like that, Debbie.
You bet. What do you got, Debbie?
Hey, so we got a dog, and she's just a mod, older dog. But she loves it. My husband's got a little fan. They play downstairs. And she hangs out down there with him. And she, right in front of the bass drum. And I was like, was worried about her hearing, but she just loves it.
Saying what again? Oh, the bass drum. Yeah. You know, I haven't had, my kids are musicians, and their dog, Bruno, that now lives with me, grew up just hanging with him and playing, listening to the music, and it was loud. And this dog has seemed to have done pretty well. So I'm not telling you that it couldn't injure the ear structures, but I just don't know that I've seen one that I know it happened. So, logical is to, be careful and not let her around there too long, but that's going to be tough to do. Does she have ears that kind of flap down over the passageway?
Yeah, she's got the flopper.
Oh, good. So that's to her advantage because that's going to block out some direct sound concerns too. But I just don't know that I would worry about it. And how old is she right now? Do we know?
Oh, she's about 9, 10.
9. Yeah. Yep. So, like I said, if it's really excessive, then I'd try and cut that time down. But if it's just minor and, a short time, maybe a couple hours a week, then I wouldn't get too worried about it. Okay.
All right. Seems to enjoy it. Well, thank you for your time, sir.
All right. Debbie, why are you in such a good mood? Are you always this happy?
No, I guess because I'm just calling in, nothing personal, but, just calling in the AM radio about your pet, nothing world bugging you.
No, that could be a big deal to a lot of people, and I'm glad.
I think it's talking to me that she likes.
I think that's exactly what it is. She didn't want to say that, but that's what it is. Debbie, thank you. Thank you for listening, too. We appreciate it.
Bye, Debbie.
Yeah.
Now, when Debbie said she's got a couple of floppers, I visualize something completely different.
Well, I was
than
gonna
a dog.
Play. I wanted to play a certain sound effect, like the laughing one, but I didn't really know if I should do that or not. I mean, we've got to be respectful.
Yeah,
you know,
you do, and you don't. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-TALK. Look at this, Doc. It's just woman after woman after woman.
Here's they must have seen pictures of me. And
they've seen you somehow since you lost weight. I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. Angie, thanks for calling 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hi, Dr. Doug. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah. And I'm AM in the PM.
See, and another cute voice.
Yeah, really. Hi, Angie. How are you, honey?
I'm well, thank you. Quick question. I have a four-year-old male rescue Shih Tzu. And occasionally, I will catch him chewing into the drywall. He's probably got three or four little holes, maybe 2 inches by 2 inches. And I just want to know if you've heard of that, and if so, what it is that I can do to deter that? Or
yeah, I have heard of that. And
first of all, Dan, show everybody 2 inches. 2 inches. So that times two is what she's talking about.
That's swollen.
Yeah. What do you think, Doc?
Well, I think 2 inches is really sad, but what I would do, you're going to have to block that away from and make it unavailable. Okay. If they're eating a lot of it, obviously it could be a concern because they could actually cause some blockage in their bowel. It's called pica. That's the term. Yeah. It's when they eat something that doesn't belong in their diet and doesn't need. Some people would argue that it has to do with a mineral or vitamin deficiency, but in more cases than not, I think it's just behavioral. It's like somebody just getting busy and doing something. So if you can't supervise when you're not there, I would say when you're not around, the Shih Tzu needs to go into a crate or some other device to keep her away from that access, or put something up like some cardboard. Just tape some cardboard up to keep her away from it.
Some cardboard?
Okay. Cardboard.
Can I buy that?
Maybe makes fun of my accent, and I don't know where it came from.
No, that's all St. Louis, buddy. Cardboard. Yeah, go down on Highway Farty and get some cardboard.
I was just going to ask, can I buy that cardboard in a store on Highway Farty?
Yeah.
Yes.
only Angie, you said it correctly. You got to get that R.
Some of those words.
So even if he's doing it sometimes when we're at home, I mean, I could be on the couch and he'll sneak behind the couch and I hear him. So it's not necessarily when we're gone.
No, it doesn't sound like it's boredom. It sounds more like it just got interested in it. And once they get into something. But yeah, I would try and just disallow. That would be the first thing, and just make sure it doesn't become a familiar opportunity for him.
Okay. Fantastic. Okay? Thanks for taking my call. Have a great day.
Angie, thank you for listening. We appreciate it. So now you've heard Dr. Doug say stereo and cardboard. I opened the cardboard box to get the new stereo equipment out. Jack is not a cute girl, I'm guessing, but he wants to talk to you. Jack, thank you for calling 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hello, Jack. What you got?
I may be out of place, but I've got a three-year-old aqua turtle.
Sure,
around water.
Now, why would you, Jack? Why would you say I may be out of place? Why would you say that?
Well, because I just need to find a home for him, and I just wondered, was it going to hurt him if I just set him out near a pond somewhere, or
is he? Well, let me ask you. Is he a is he like a local cooter that you just had?
Cooter?
Yeah, that's
cooter. What the heck? What a cooter?
Stereo. He was at a pond in Texas, and some kinfolk of mine brought him in from Texas, and I took him over, but I'm getting where I can't handle him now. Because
that would explain a lot of the way you talk, Jack. I like the way you talk.
Yeah.
How big is his shell in diameter, would you guess?
It's about 3 inches across and 3 inches long.
Dan, show him show everybody 2/3 of 3 inches, Dan. There you
go. That's infected.
Right, that's the turtle shell right there.
Well, you know what? As a purist would say, don't release him here because he's not from this area. And you could take him and probably get him into a private home or a pet shop, just put him on Craigslist. But
yeah, that's what I've
They're probably the same. It's probably the same pond turtle species that they get down in Texas, and that's a young one. So, you know, I would be remiss to tell you to release it again because of the purity of the geographic region, but I'm not sure that, you know, I'll tell you that on the side. Go ahead and release
it.
Yeah,
I understand.
Jack, how did you get it again?
He's been so used to living in the home, you know. I've been feeding him every day and all stuff like that, and changing his water about once every other week. And
Jack,
I don't know,
he probably wouldn't fare too well out somewhere by himself.
Jack, anyway. I missed the part about how you got the turtle from Texas. How did you get it?
Oh, my kinfolks, some kinfolks of mine brought him in when he was real small. Mm-hmm. And they had two. One of them died, and they brought this one to me. And they asked me if I wanted it, and I said, well, you need somebody to take care of it? And they said, yeah. And I said, well, I'll try to take care of him for a while. Now, that grew into what was going to be about a month, turned into about 3 years.
Jack, do you know how few people would actually care how they got rid of that turtle? I mean, most people would just toss it outside or something. Good for you. I don't think most people would just toss it outside.
Oh, you did a great job. Yeah. Keeping him 3 years, that's pretty amazing. Which part of Texas are you from?
Well, I was raised in Amarillo, and then I moved down around Abilene and stayed there for a while. And then when I got into the Army and on out of the Army and all of that, I went back to a place called Stamford, which is about 50 miles north of Abilene.
Well, don't ever lose that accent. Don't lose that accent. Hang on to it, because it's not. We don't get to hear. We don't get to hear the word kinfolk very often on this show.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of words.
I was going to tell you, don't use the word stereo. But
stereo. It's not even stereo. It's stereo. Don't use either one of them. Yeah.
I was the first zoo vet at the Fort Worth Zoo. The first time they ever had a full-time job. That was a lot of fun.
But I love my brother pronounces gas, G-A-S. He pronounces it gas.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Hey, Jack, I was born in Tennessee. The first 15 years of my life were in Tennessee. And you know how a lot of people pronounce O-I-L? Earl.
Yeah.
Don't forget, change Earl in it.
Yeah, it's like the German pronounce all Earl.
Change that Earl.
I understand what you're saying.
Jack,
so
off the
record. Your advice is not to just turn him loose in some pond somewhere.
No, his advice off the record is to. His official advice is not to.
Yeah. Or you can bring him to us and we'll find a home for him in somebody's house. So if you want that choice.
Hey, Jack, call sometime.
I'm going to keep advertising, so maybe I'll get a home one
Jack,
day for
call him. Sometime, Jack, just to talk to us, okay? Just so we can hear you talk. All right? You're welcome anytime. Thank you, Jack.
All right. Wasn't there a mass murderer named Earl Gase? Earl Gacy?
John Wayne Gacy.
Oh, there he was. Okay.
You weren't even close with Earl.
I was trying to put some language together.
Yeah, Earl sounds just like John Wayne.
Hey, Jack, Dr. Doug said you might. What part of town do you live in?
Yeah, he's gone. I hung up on Jack.
He's gone.
I didn't mean to.
Well, and the women continue to flock. That was flock to Dr. Doug. Right. And here's proof of it. Jennifer, thank you for calling 590 The Fan, and say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
Hi. I'm great. I'm AM in the PM.
That's why you're great. What do you got?
What you got, girl?
So I've got a 3-year-old yellow lab.
Uh-huh.
And she has started to pee in her sleep.
Mm.
Okay.
Tim does it.
And I've actually caught her recently. I think she's not complete. She's actually done it when she's awake and she's laying in her bed.
Mm-hmm.
And she starts licking, you know, herself and doesn't even get up. And she's very well trained. So it's very odd she doesn't even get up and go to the door.
Well, and she's spayed, I assume.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is called true incontinence, okay? So if you have a dog that's walking around and positioning to pee, that's different. That usually is an infection. In this case, you have incontinence that's probably a result of the spay, which we all do, but it causes a loss of estrogen, and the estrogen causes stimulation of that muscular ring around the urethra, that's what allows them to, they just get relaxed and they're sleeping and they're laying in bed and they don't even know that they're dripping. So there are a couple different medications. There are a couple different medications that your vet can offer that very successfully manage this incontinence.
Jennifer, I hope you don't mind. Dan wants to do for everybody his impression. He does it by thumping his cheek of dripping urine. Go ahead.
But I think you have a problem that can be very easily resolved. Okay, now your vet, if he's smart, will probably want to rule out the possibility of a urinary tract infection and all those other things. But the reality is it sounds very much like you have an estrogen deficiency. And
not you, Jennifer, the dog.
Not you, Jennifer, honey.
No.
I mean, I'm assuming that only the dog is dripping, but anyways.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Hold on.
Doug.
The FCC could be listening. Another station could be listening, thinking about hiring us. Edit that out, Lyman.
Edit it out.
Okay, we'll pick it up right there. Go ahead, Doc.
So this can be resolved. You just need to talk to your vet, and I bet you you'll get it fixed. Okay?
Excellent. I didn't know you guys would have fun with that. Thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer.
You know why dog licks himself?
Because he can.
No, because he can't make a fist with his paw.
All right, you know what? Again, I mean, as much as I don't want to talk and ruin my voice, again, at any time, a potential next employer could be listening. They might think, well, this is a good family show until Dan says something like that. So edit that out, too. Go ahead. No, edit.
Radio edit.
Okay, and now we move to Phil. Phil, thank you for calling 590. The Fan, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Good afternoon, Dr. Doug. I'm not a female, but I love the show, and I'm AM and PM.
Thank you, Phil.
I have an older German Shepherd that was always an inside-outside dog. When the weather was nice, she was outside. But I've kept her in the last couple of years because she's probably about 11 years old now. Uh-huh. And I've noticed that she's kind of not attacking her stomach, but licking her stomach a lot to where it's starting to turn a little bit black. And she's on Frontline. Now, a couple months I didn't use Frontline because she was in the house all the time, but I started on her again. Mm-hmm. And I just wonder if you had any ideas.
Yeah, so the black tick. Hello? Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We're all here, doctor.
I'm getting some kind of reverberation in here.
I knew you'd do it. I knew I'd do it, too.
Anyway. The black pigment is a result of the chronic inflammation, and the body puts down melanocytes.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
Black cells. So that's why you have that blackness from the chronic nature. So typically,
there's actually a great joke, and in the punchline is the word crunt. There is. I can't tell it, but go ahead.
Oh man,
go ahead.
I think that this is probably more likely a contact dermatitis rather than the front line because it's on the tummy, and you might want to watch and see what kind of surfaces this dog likes best. If it's grass outside, that could cause a little grass allergy.
He does eat grass every once in a while in the evening when I go to let her out.
Well, more about laying on the grass.
Pardon?
She has to be laying on the grass, and it's actually a contact dermatitis where it actually gets inflamed and irritated because the grass is kind of scratching the surface of the skin. So you could talk to your vet about a couple of different things. There's some really good anti-histaminic kind of drugs that are out there now that you can use that will help. And on topical treatment, if you see any irritation or a little flaky stuff, you can clean that up with a little medicated soap from him, or you could do a little peroxide and just blot it clean, don't rub it, and then put some Neosporin on there. And if it gets bad, you need to get on some antibiotics for a short while. But your veterinarian can kind of guide you, and I think it's worth taking a look, especially as the animals get older, their immune systems get a little bit kookier, right? So we want to make sure we know what we're treating.
I didn't know if it was because I kept her in the house 24 hours a day, except to go to the bathroom now because she's older and it's hot.
Well, it could be a carpet surface. It could be a couch or some furniture, linen that she's sitting on. You just need to kind of watch her and see what's going on.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Phil.
All right.
Thank you, Phil. We have a moment here where I can share with people my visit to your clinic. It was, I believe, Saturday. Mm-hmm. And so I'll set the stage here by saying my grandson loves animals. I mean, he can't get outside fast enough or stay out long enough either to fish or catch lightning bugs or grasshoppers or turtles. He loves that stuff. So Saturday, before we were going to the airport to pick up my wife. She was gone for 2 weeks.
Oh, boy.
And I said, hey, before we go to the airport, we'll go by and see Dr. Doug. And he turns 5 in 5 days. And he looked at me when I said Dr. Doug, and he said, his name is Dr. Pernikoff.
Whoa.
I said, pardon me. So
where do I send him the check?
So we go to your clinic, and I, Doc, I got to tell you something. I hadn't been in there for years. You have a wonderful staff of people, and from the interns to the paid staff. But while we're there, and I guess it was you who opened the cage and said, have you ever seen a naked rat? And so he ends up, I'm not kidding, he ends up playing with a rat. Now, I'm one of these people that when you say the word rat, I think of a nasty thing. Let's shoot it. Let's trap it, kill it. This little naked rat, naked meaning hairless, like a hairless cat, was, I almost hate to say this, was like a cute little ugly thing, and he had so much fun playing with this thing. And I never knew that there was such a pet as a naked rat. Is that popular?
Yeah, rats. I mean, we see many, many rats as pets. I think I told you my own daughter is now 37. When she was 2, I got her first rat.
Right, I can't be the only person right here in this room who doesn't think of a rat as a pet. Does anybody here think of a rat?
No. I know people who have them, but I never get a rat as a pet.
Yeah, but I think I'm like most people that think, you got to be kidding me, rat.
They're super receptive, very smart, and they love the human interaction. So it's a great, you know, of all the lab animal species, you know, people love guinea pigs because they're plump and fun and everything, but they're not nearly as interesting or as intelligent as these rats are.
What, Limey?
I actually knew a woman back in, I think, 1994. She had a little pot-bellied pig that she kept in her backyard one day. She took a nap, and some homeless person came in, stole the pig, and cooked it.
How does she know it cooked it?
They found the remains down by the train tracks.
Oh, well, that doesn't happen if you have a rat. They're not going to cook it and eat it. Now, the other thing that happened was you let him play with a chameleon. I think most people know what that is. But we've got a couple of minutes. I want you to explain. There was a kitten, and it was striped. And I said, because you sell kittens, and I said, how much is this kitten? We weren't going to buy it. I was just curious. And you said, $3,500. And I said, why? I'll let you explain it.
Oh, this was the Joffrey's cat that was here.
Yes.
And that's a small, wild cat that a lot of people have used to breed with domestic cats, and they get these crosses, and for some reason the crosses are very, very valuable. But I think it's just one of those things, humans make value out of whatever they want to make value out of, right?
But these
cats only get to be about 12 to 15 pounds as adults, so they're a tiny wild cat from South America.
But when you say wild, you obviously sell them as pets.
I don't, but they...
you don't?
They're being bred in captivity, and again, they're either used to cross or they're bred pure Joffrey's cat to Joffrey's cat, and they're expensive because they're exotics. Part of that.
Okay, you were telling me what it's worth. You weren't selling it. I thought you were selling. What, was it in as a patient? Does somebody own it? Or?
Yeah, it was a patient.
Wow, you gotta really want a cat to pay $3,500 for it.
Hey, Dr. Doug, going back to the guy with the turtle too. Somebody called and said, "What about the wildlife rescue in Chesterfield?"
In Baldwin, you mean?
Yeah, would that be a good place?
Yeah, I mean, they might take it. I think the fact that it's not indigenous from this state, which means it wasn't born and raised here, they might have a problem with it. Again, if it's a map turtle, or we were talking about a water turtle, those are map turtles, you know, I don't know that the species in Texas is any different than the species here in Missouri. It's just more of the geographic, you know, family group.
All right, so, well, we're out of time. Give me that theme music, if you would. Bruce, would you guys have theme music?
What? Yeah, absolutely. Sure. Give me 1 second.
Why weren't you ready with that?
Because I deleted it. I didn't think we were going to use it.
No, because you are still mourning the loss of England in the World Cup.
In 10 seconds, I've got to play the top of the hour
music. Don't argue with me.
Frank, did you know that your kids came back again the other day?
No.
Yeah, they came back. Your son, your daughter-in-law, and your grandchild came back for another visit.
Oh, well, you're a good host. Thank you, Doctor. We'll do it again next week. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody. Courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. If your dog or cat goes up, they put their little paws up on the windowsill and wants to look out the window and can't even.